Okay, today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Ilanishmas, David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai. Today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We are on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. We're actually smack in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara had suggested that there's two types of things or property that you could sell. There is a field that you inherited from your father going back to Yehoshua ben Nun, and then there's a house in a city that has a wall. In either of those two cases, in the first case, in the case of the house with the wall, if you don't redeem it within the year of selling it, you lose it forever. Even if when Yovel comes, you don't get that house back. Unlike a field, where it's basically a lease for up to Yovel, and then you get it back no matter what. So the Gemara said, since that's true, that when it comes to a house with a city that has a wall in it, a house with a walled city, since you have the potential to lose it forever, you don't redeem it, why'd you sell it? You sold it because you need the money. Hopefully you'll get the money to buy it back. You only have a year to do that. If you don't do that within a year, you lose the house forever. Since that's true, we're more makel. And what do we allow? We allow you to redeem it half, and we allow you to redeem with a loan. That's what we said yesterday. Okay? Remember what we said yesterday? Now, Eisvei. We're up to Eisvei. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Eisvei. Wait a minute. How could you say that? We have a braisa now that's going to say as follows. It says in the Torah, Imgal Yigal, double lashon. This is talking about by a steachuza, an ancestral field. You could borrow money to be redeem the goel the chatzon, and you could redeem half. You could do that. Shiyachol v'halodinhu. I would have a kalvachomer that would tell me you cannot do that. What's the kalvachomer? Ma mocher sada asteachuza. When it comes to an ancestral field, shiyafakocho, where you're in the driver's seat. You know why you're in the driver's seat? Yafakocho. The koch you have is so good. You're in the driver's seat. You know why? Shim higia yovel, because if yovel comes, v'lo nigala, and you didn't redeem it yet, chazeres labayla b'yovel. It goes back in yovel. In other words, an ancestral field, you never lose. So even if it's the day after yovel, you sell it, 50 years from now, you're getting it back. Right? Nevertheless, hura kocho, in one way, it's no good. She'ain lo v'vigol v'gol l'chatzayin. You can't redeem it by half, and you can't redeem it with a loan. So makdish, if you're makdish your field to the Beis HaMikdash, right? What's the halacha if you makdish your field to the Beis HaMikdash? What happens at Yovel? It goes to the Kahanim. So you lose it forever. So you're going to lose it if you don't redeem it back. Shehura kocho, where you are not in the driver's seat, she'im higia yovel v'lo nigala. Because if yovel comes in it, redeem it yet. Yatza l'kahanim, b'yovel, it goes to the kahanim. Ein adin, certainly should be, shehura kocho, that you should have a certain negative about it, she'im lo v'vigo v'go l'chatzon. That certainly should be the case.
On what? On the
house? No, we didn't talk about a house yet. We talked about be selling a field or being makdish a field. I would have thought that if I'm makdish a field, I have no ability to sell it. I'm sorry. I have no ability to buy it back either with a loan or with half. Kavachomer. Right? It's a kavachomer. Comes along a pasuk, no, you could do it. Okay? We didn't get to our question yet. Our question now is from right here. Now it says, but wait a minute. That's not a good kavachomer. You know why? Because ma lemocher. 1 minute. Yeah, ma lemocher steachuza. Wait a minute. What about when it comes to a steachuza? When you sell a steachuza, shekin hu rakocho ligol miyad. You're not allowed to redeem it right away. You have to wait 2 years. That's the halacha. When you sell an ancestral field, yes, you can redeem it. You can redeem it back. And it'll also come back to you at Yovel. But let's say you want to redeem it back. You won the lottery. Now you have the money to buy it back. You have to wait 2 years. The guy's got it for 2 years. How do you know? It's on that psukim. So when you sell, that doesn't apply by a by a being makdash to the Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't apply by a house, only applies by special in my field. So that's a negative. That's a negative. Tomar b'makdash sheyafa kochol ligol miyad. What about when you're makdash it, you are allowed to redeem it right away? Right? Why you makdash the field? You wanted to give a present to the Beis HaMikdash. Then you say, what did I do? I gave my father's field, my grandfather, my zayd, going all the way back to Shubur. I donated that to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll buy it back. You don't have to wait 2 years. So it's not really a fair kal v'chomer. However, mocher bayis ba'ati orichom yuchiach. No, but selling a house in a walled city will be mochiach this kal v'chomer. Why? Shiyaf v'kocha l'gol miyan. Because that you can buy back right away. Here's the kasha. The ain lovet l'goel v'goel achatzayim. And you still can't do those things. You still can't redeem it by half or redeem it with a loan. Right? Now, this kal v'chomer had nothing to do with it. Our question was, we started off this today by saying, yesterday, that when it comes to a house, which you have the chance to lose forever, if you don't redeem that within a year, you're going to lose the house forever. Therefore, we'll make ill, and we'll let you buy it back with chatzot. We'll let you buy it back half. That's what we said yesterday. Now, the brisa that says that a house, you cannot. The kal v'chomer was all to get to that question. Right? The kal v'chomer was all to get to, by the way, it's not even a kal v'chomer, because you have a pasuk. If not for the pasuk, I would have made this very elaborate kal v'chomer. Within that kal v'chomer, we have the following line. That what? That when it comes to a house, you can't do the chatzayim. And we said yesterday you can. So the Gemara is going to answer, it's a machlokas tanayim. Some say you can, some say you can't. That's going to be the answer. Right? Then once we give this answer, then we're going to say, wait a minute. This kal v'chomer, which is not even a kal v'chomer because we have a pasuk to tell me not to learn this kal v'chomer, this potential kal v'chomer that I would have learned, if not for the pasuk, is not even a kal v'chomer anyway, because I have a kasha on it. That's what we're going to do in a minute. So, lo kasha, it's not a kasha, whether a house can be sold, can be redeemed, l'chatzayin. You know why? Harabban and Harab Shimon, it's a machlokes. Yesterday, Rav Shimon said, you can. Why? Because you're going to lose it forever. So we'll let you get it back any way you can. Right, they're a butt in the hole like that. Tani Chada, and as a matter of fact, this machlokas is highlighted again. Tani Chada, one brisa says, lo v'vagol v'gol l'chatzayin. You could do it. V'tani edoch, ein lo v'vagol v'gol l'chatzayin. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Harabanan, harab shimon. Okay? Because of machlokas. Okay, so from now till halfway down the Amud, it's not easy, because we're going to go back and forth with psukim. So Simon, Cheresh, Chavash, and Zman. That Simon is somehow alluded to the names of the people that we're going to be discussing. Amaler of Acha, Breid, the Rav, of Ashi, Ikal Mifrach. This Kal V'Chomer, which is not even a Kal V'Chomer because I have a pasuk to tell me not to learn this Kal V'Chomer, but if not for that, I have a kasha on this Kal V'Chomer. Ma l'mocher bayis b'bati orechoma. When it comes to selling a house in a walled city, shekein hurakocho ligol la'olam, which in a way there's a very big negative to this issue. What's the negative? You're going to lose it forever. If you don't redeem it within 1 year, you blow it forever. Tomar b'makdish shiyaf v'kocho ligol la'olam. But when it comes to being makdish, you can redeem it forever, which means till yovel. Right? So you can have 47 years to redeem that field. But when it comes to a house, you only have 1 year. So how could you tell me that, how could we learn the Kal V'Chomer that Bate Orechoma has an issue, has an aspect which Makdish doesn't have? It's not true. So Amalei Rav Acha Saba L'Rav Ashi Mishom De'ikal Meimar Nihadr Dina Teisei B'Mahatzad. We're going to actually forget the Kal V'Chomer. We can learn it through a Mahatzad. What's a Mahatzad? A Mahatzad is a Binyanav where you have the same principles learned out in different places. They can form a rule for Kol Torah Kula, as we're going to explain right now. There are three things going on here. There's makdish a field, selling a field, and selling a house. Okay? Some of the rules are going to be by two out of the three, and we're going to make the rule to all three. Okay, again, selling a field, being makdish a field, and selling a house. Okay? Only an achuza field, right. Only an achuza field. Selling that, being makdish that, or selling a house. Yeah, regular field. I bought a field. Right. It's not, it was, right, it wasn't right from going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. Going back to Yeshua Ben Nun. It wasn't. I bought it. Right. How could there be a field in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't have that? That's a good question. I don't know. So it's somebody's, right? It's somebody's Deachuzah. So it could be somebody sold it. Yovel came and went to the Kahanim and now they sold it. That could be. Or it could be maybe there was land in Eretz Yisrael that didn't go to anybody, that didn't have these. I don't know. Okay. Matzad. Mocher Steachuzah Yochichu. Fine. You're telling me that a house has a big negative. What's the big negative? You're going to lose it forever. But Matzad, Mocher Steachuzah Yochichu. The selling a field will be Mochiach. Why? Yafakocho Ligol Olam. Because it can be sold. Because you can redeem it forever, meaning till Yovel. The ain love of a gol lechatzayin, and you can't do it that way. But wait, malamocher sadeachuza. But wait, when it comes to a steachuza, shikin hura kocho, it's legal miyad. It has a big negative. What's the negative? You can't redeem it for 2 years. You have to wait 2 years. Toma mocher babate bayis mati erichom yochiach, and selling a house in a walled city will refute that. Why? Because that you can redeem right away. For Chozer Hadin, and it all goes back. Lo Rizeh, Kurizeh, neither one is like the other, but they all have enough in common that we can make a binyanav to call it Torah Kula. Hatzad Hashava Shebehen, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, Shenegalin, you can redeem them, but Ve'ein Lo V'Vagol, V'Gol L'Chatzayin, but you can't redeem them by half, and you can't redeem them with borrowed money. Afani Avi Makdish, so too I'll add on Makdish a field, Shenegal, which can be redeemed, but the Engel Lov of the Gol, the Gol Lechatzayin. And you can't do that either.
What was said?
Right, right. Amalemar Zutra of Mari Laravina, Ikal Amifrach. But wait, I have a kasha on this Kavachomer, on this whole thing. What's the kasha? Malat Adashavish Abahan Shekin Hura Kocham Ligal Bashana Shnia. But in both, all these cases, in the two cases of selling a field and selling a house, you cannot redeem it in year number two. Why not? Because selling a house, you only have 1 year. Year number two, you blew it. And selling a field, you also can't sell it in year, you can't redeem it in year number two. You have to wait until year number three. So in both of these issues, in both of these cases, I can't redeem it in year number two. So how could I make a tzad hashaveh to tell me that when it comes to being machdish, I could redeem it in year number two? There's no precedent for that. So the Gemara says, "Tomar b'makdish yafakachol ligol b'shana shniya." What about being makdish, which we know you can redeem in year number two, because when you're makdish, you can redeem it forever, whenever you want. Amalei Ravina, no, mishum dikol meimar eved ivri hanimka la'ovik kachav miyochiach. In eved ivri sold to a guy will be mochiach. Shiyafakachol ligol b'shana shniya, because such an eved ivri can be redeemed in year number two. The ain lov evegal vegal lachatzayin, and you still can't redeem an eved ivri half. You can't buy half of him. Only all of him. So too, when it comes to Makdish, I would have thought, based on this very long Kal V'Chomer, Hatzad HaShava, I would have thought that you can't redeem by half. There's a pasuk that says you can. There's all of hypothetical Kal V'Chomer. There's a Kal V'Chomer that we don't learn because you have a pasuk to tell me otherwise. Okay, now that we said all this, now the Gemara is going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, and the Gemara asks the following questions. If somebody does sell a house in a Bate Arichoma, Nigal Lekrovim away Nigal Lekrovim, is there a reason why the relatives should try to redeem that house back? What's the question? The question is, when it comes to a field, and when it comes to a Eved Ivri who sold to a Goy, there is a Chiv on the family to try to redeem back. We don't want that. We don't want a guy staying by a guy. We do try to encourage the family. There's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for the family to try to redeem the guy back. There's a mitzvah for the family to redeem the steachuzah back. Is there a mitzvah for the family to try to redeem the house? Is there such a mitzvah? That's the Gemara's question. Okay. Geulaso geulaso misteachuzah gamar. Do we learn Gzeirah Shava from Steachuza? Ma Steachuza ain't a Negalus Lechatzayin. Just like a Steachuza cannot be sold by half. The Negalus Lechrovim. But we do encourage the family. There is a mitzvah on the family to try to redeem that field back. Af Hai Nami. Here too, ain't a Negalus Lechatzayin. Can't redeem it by half. And it can be redeemed by relatives. O Dilma, or maybe Kiksiv Geula, when it says the word Geula, the Chatzar Hu Diksiv. Only regarding the issue of half, but Bekrovim Loksiv, not extending it to the relatives. That's the Gemara Suffolk.
What, relatives can't or relatives have to?
They don't have to. Don't have to. Well, the machlokas, if the family, if any time they have to, or it's just a rishus. But yes, that's the kasha. Do they have to? They can always. They can. No one's stopping them. So amalei eno nigal. No, they don't have a chiyuv. There's no such din. No such din by a potei erichom. No such din. So eizvei. Wait a minute. It says in the pasuk b'chol geula titnu. Right. That pasuk is in Parshas Bahar. It says u'b'chol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu la'aretz. Now, we don't know what that pasuk means. What does that pasuk mean? The words, we can translate the words, but regarding what does that mean? U'b'chol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu la'aretz. What does that mean? What is that talking about? So, the pasuk doesn't say. The pasuk is very vague. So the Gemara says, l'rabos, it comes to include batim, the Eved Ivri. Batim and Eved Ivri. So what do you see? There is such a chiyuv on the family to redeem houses and have Eved Ivrim. Eved Ivrim, we know there's such a chiyuv. Houses too. So what do you see? How could you tell me that there's no chiyuv for the relatives to redeem the house? It's a beferish of Brisa. So the Gemara says, no, my love, batei arichoma. Doesn't that mean batei arichoma? Lo, batei chateirim. House not in a walled city. That's the chiyuv to redeem it. So the Gemara says, batei chateirim? Behejik zivu. That's a beferish of pasuk. It says, "I'll stay ha'aretz yichashev," right? You should reckon with the stay ha'aretz, and that pasuk is also in Bahar. It says, "Ubate chatzerim asher ein lahem chom asaviv." If the house is in a not a walled city, "I'll stay ha'aretz yichashev gul tiyol biovel yete." So there's such a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, "No, hahu lekova chova." This is to make it into a chov, right? We have another pasuk now that says that you should redeem the house to make it into a chov, not in a walled city, in an unwalled city, to make it into a chov. Valiba de Rebbe Eliezer. And this is only according to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Why? The Tanya, because you have a brisa that says, V'gol es mimkar achiv. That pasuk is also in Parshas Bahar, and it says, V'chiyama chachicha, when your brother will be poor, v'umachar me'achuzaso, he's going to sell his field, uba golo hakarav elov, and your relative is going to come, V'gol es mimkar achiv, and he's going to redeem it for you. So the Gemara says, Rishus is a Rishus for the relative. The relative wants to, very nice. Doesn't want to, very not nice. Ata omer Rishus, oin el chova. Maybe it's a chov. Who said it's a Rishus? Talmud lomar, v'ish ki lo yiyeh lo goel. Right? That pasuk is the next, very next pasuk. The very next pasuk there in Bahar says, v'ish ki lo yiyeh lo goel. If the guy doesn't have any relatives, v'hasiga yado umatze kedei geulaso. Doesn't have any relatives. So the Gemara says, V'chiyesh adam b'Yisrael she'en lo golem. Nobody has relatives. Don't tell me it's a ger, because the ger doesn't have stei achuza. Doesn't have land from Yeshua ben Nun. So it can't be a ger, so the guy doesn't have relatives. So it's the pasuk says, V'chiyesh ki lo yiyeh lo goel. Doesn't have. How could it be doesn't have? Ella, he does have. Z'chiyesh lo. He does have. But v'ein erot zelikach. They don't want to. Why? Sharishus b'yado. They don't have to do it. The Rishus. So it doesn't mean ish a logo. It doesn't mean he doesn't have any relatives. Everybody's got relatives. What does it mean? It means he doesn't have relatives who want to. Not interested. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Loza Omer, no. Vigolos mimimkar achiv chova. That's a chov. Ata Omer chova o in el rishus. You said it's a chov. No, maybe it's a rishus. Talmud Lomar, b'chol geula titnu. Hakasav kova chova. Torah made into a chov. So I don't have a limud to tell me about batei arechoma because I use all these psukim for a house not in a batei arechoma. Okay, so I still didn't answer the question. Armile rabban and leravashi, armile ravin and leravashi. Bish lo malamanda omal rabas batei arechoma. Hainu diksiv bakol. If you want to tell me this shita that includes batei arechoma, that's why it says bakol, right? That's why it says bechol. That says bechol eretz achuzastem. All. El Lamanda Lawis Bhati Khatseirim my Bakal. But if you only hold it's Bhati Khatse, what do you mean Bakal? All, you know, it's not all. Only Kasha, you're right, that's a Kasha. Okay, it's a Kasha. I don't have an answer for that question. The Gemara leaves it with a Kasha.
Now, Eishvi Abaya asked the following question. Ma Talmud Lomar, Yigalenu, 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 Gimel Pa'amim. There are three psukim in Parshas Bahar. Actually, it's two psukim. It says, Achare Hanimkar Ge'ulu Tiyelo, Echer Me'achav Yigalenu. That's one. Then in the next pasuk, it says it twice. Oh, Dodo, oh, Ben Dodo, Yigalenu. First your uncle, then your cousin, oh, Mishar Besaro, Mishpachto Yigalenu. Right? So why is it so many times the word Yigalenu? We know we're talking about Geula, that try to redeem the guy from being in Eved. How many times do you have to say it? So the Gemara says, Gimel Pa'amim, L'rabos, Kol HaGeulos, Shenigalos, Keseder Hazeh. To include all, not just, these psukim are talking about redeeming a Jew when he sold as an Eved to a guy. But since it says the extra word so many times, three extra times, it comes to teach me all other issues of Geula also are on the relatives. What's that? My la bati arichoma of Eved Ivri? Must include bati arichoma. So the Gemara says, lo bati chatzeir v'steachuza. So steachuza we know already. The Gemara says, bati chatzeir v'steachuza? Pedyiktim. That's a beferish pasuk that the relatives should help you out. It says, al sdeh ha'aretz hichashev. So the Gemara says, no, ki d'amar of Nachum ha'yitzchak, l'karav karav kodem, hachadayim l'karav karav kodem. What we're telling you is that this is the order. First your uncle, then your cousin. That is the hierarchy. Right? And that's why he says it so many times to emphasize that this is the order of Bedafka. Now, where did Rav Nachman say that? Hechad Ibn Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, aha. He said on the following. The Bailahu, Evet Ivri and Nimkali Israel, if an Evet Ivri is sold to a Jew, Nigal the Krovim, or Nigal the Krovim. Are they relatives by that? What's that? A guy sells himself as an Evet Ivri to a Jew, not a Goy, a Jew. And Evidimi, Parashat Mishpatim. So is there a chiyuv on the relatives to try to redeem him? We never asked that question. By Efteh Chuzah, there's such a chiyuv. By Bate Chateirim, there's such a chiyuv. By Bate Arichoma, it's a machlokes. What about Evidimi? Sold to a Jew? The Pasuk says by sold to a guy. Get him out of there, we want to live him with a guy. What about if we sold to a Jew? Right? We said yesterday that this is really a rehabilitation. So you should get him out of there? No, let him be rehabilitated. This guy stole. Why try to redeem him? Let him stay there. That's the question. So, Aliba de Rebbe Loti Bailach. According to Rebbe, it's not even a Shiloh. The Amar Rebbe, Damar Misha Eno Nigal Be'eled, Nigal Be'shesh. If you're not redeemed with these, meaning with the relatives, then you go out at six. Amalo Mifra. It's not such chiyuv. Kiti Bailach, the whole Shiloh is Aliba de Rabbanon. Mai. What's the issue? Yalfin on Sachir Sachir. Do we make a Gzera Shava Sachir Sachir? We had this question already a few times. Just like you have a Chiv to redeem a Jew sold to a Goy, so too you have a Chiv to redeem a Jew sold to a Jew. Velo Darshi Yigalenu. And don't Darshi Yigalenu teach me otherwise. Oh, Dilma Yigalenu Lazer. Velo Yigalenu Lazer. No, Lacher. No, there's a Chiv to redeem from a Goy, not from a Jew. So that's the Kasha. Tashma, v'chol geula titnu, it says in the pasuk, we had this pasuk already, v'chol geula titnu, l'rabos, batim, v'evet ivri. My life, doesn't that mean, but the arichom of v'evet ivri, nimkali Yisrael? So it's such a chiyuv, it's a pasuk. Sigmar says, lo, evet ivri, nimkali avikachavim. Sigmar says, evet ivri, nimkali avikachavim, behedik sivru. That's a beferish pasuk. The pasuk says, oh, dodo, oh, ben dodo, yigalenu. So we know that already. So the Gemara says, "Nah, who the kova chova? That's a chov that feel of Yeshua. When it comes to being sold to a guy, everybody agrees it's a chiyuv to do to relatives to get you out of there. When it comes to stechuzah, so then it's a machlokes. Now, Tashma, Mal Talmud Lomar, Yigalenu, 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 Gimel Pa'amim. Again, why does it say it three times? So, L'rabos Kol HaGeulos Shenigalos Keseder Hazeh to include all geulos. My love doesn't that mean but there are chovos that every Yidim Kalis? Well. Lo, it's not what it means. Batechatzerim v'steachuza. Batechatzerim and steachuza. So the Gemara says, Batechatzerim behedik zivuhu. It says a preferish. Al steha oretzi chashiv. Arav nachem b'yitzchak. L'karv karv kodem. No, it's to tell you the order of the relatives. So we did not resolve that. And that's where Rav Nachman said it there. He says it by the bottom. Also, we're part of the same halacha. So the bottom line is, do relatives have to redeem a Jew sold as an Eved Ivri to another Jew? We don't answer that question. But if he sold to a guy, everybody agrees it's a chiyuv. By the other things, it's a machlokas whether or not the relative has to do it. It's a machlokas. What does the one who holds it's a chiyuv? What does he do with the pasuk of if a guy doesn't have relatives? That I don't know, because everybody has relatives. So what does he do with that pasuk? Right. What we learned that pasuk to mean that of course he has relatives, but the relatives aren't interested. They don't have to do it. It's only rishus. But if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it's a chiyuv, what does that pasuk mean? The guy doesn't have relative. Everybody has relative. They have a chiyuv. I don't know what that means. I don't know. That I don't know. That's a good question. That's a question. I'm sure we're trying to talk about it, but I didn't have a chance because it wasn't an easy Amid, but now comes the real meat and potatoes. Here we go. learn a little bit about Kahanim now. So the pasuk said, the Mishnah said, V'hanirtza nikna b'ritziyah. Nirtza can be redeemed, can be acquired with ritziyah. How do you know that? It's a Beferish Pasuk. Dechsev, V'ratza adonav, V'ratza b'marteyah. Nothing more to discuss about that. Right, it's a Pasuk. Have Nirtza. Now, V'konez atzmo b'yovel u'v'mitha ta'odon. A Nirtza can get out of being an Everett. How? Either Yovel comes, or his master dies. Those are the two ways out. Dechsev, V'avdo, he who serves the master, V'lois ha-ben, V'lois ha-bas. Not the children. So when the master dies, it's over. And la'olam oshel yovel. It doesn't mean forever. It means yovel. And that's how you know. Now, here we go. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. Remember we said that we lost the art of darshaning? Here we go, how we lost the art of darshaning. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, Marzeya. Right? It says in the Torah that v'lokachta es amarzeya. You will take the marzeya. What's a marzeya? An awl. A-W-L. What's that? That's a tool that has a sharp point. Right? You take the marzeya. V'nasata ba'ozna u'badeles. You bring in by the door, and you pierce his ear. Okay? So, ainli ela marzeya. I would only know you can use an awl. A marzeya. Menayin l'rabos. How do you know you could use a sul, v'hasira. What's a sul and a sira? Different instruments. Some are made out of a sul is a peg. A sira is a thorn. A machad is a needle. A mekadeach is a metal.
An auger.
An auger, right? The hamichtav is some kind of tool used for writing. A stylus. How do you know you can use all that? Talmud lomar vilakachta. It says in the Torah vilakachta. It says vilakachta es hamartzeya. L'rabos kol davar shenikach biyad. Anything. Anything. Doesn't have to be just a matzeya. Anything. Divi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer. No. Mar matzeya miyuchat shal mateches. Just like an oil is usually metal. Af kol davar shal mateches. Has to be metal. What are they arguing about? We'll explain in 2 minutes. The Gemara will explain. Davar acher. Another pshat. Ha matzeya. Lohavi ha matzeya ha gadol. We include the big matzeya. Gigantic one. Amar Belazar Yudin Beribi, Hayadoresh, this is a, Yudin was his name, and Beribi means he was a big Talmud Chacham, he darshan the following. Kishahain Rotin, when we do Nirtza, Ein Rotin Ela B'Milsa, we only pierce in the bottom part of the ear, called the tail of the ear. That's where the piercing is done. Where women today have earrings. Most normal women. In the bottom part of the ear, right? In the bottom part of the ear, that's where the nirtza was done. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no, ain't Eved Ivri Kohen nirtza. In Eved Ivri can't be a Kohen. In Eved Ivri who's a Kohen can't have nirtza. You know why? Mibnesha nasa bal mum. Because you're going to make a mum. V'im tomar b'milsa heim rotzim. But if you're telling me that you can pierce the bottom part of the ear, only there. Ha'ein nirta ela begovashal ozen. That can only be in the middle part of the ear. So what's going on here? So the Ramban says as follows. Yudin holds that a Kohen can have nirta. Right? But only in the aliyah part. That's not a mum. That's not a mum. So therefore it's okay. The Chachamim hold. No, the nirta is in the tenuch ha'ozen, which is higher up. That's going to make it into a mum. Therefore a Kohen can't have nirta. So they're arguing about whether or not a Kohen can have Nirtza. That's the Pasha Pshat. Okay? Asks all the Rishonim, putting all this aside, how can an Eved Ivri ever be sold as a, how can a Kohen ever be sold as an Eved Ivri? Isn't that a Pigam in Kedusha? What? Someone's going to suggest that in a minute.
This thing else,
Vikidashto. You can't ask a Kohen to sweep the floor for you.
Where's your
skill? What? We're going to get to that. What if he's poor? What if he's poor? Has the pagam is still a Kohen. How could you do that? It's the issue of Kiddashto. Oh, We have six answers to this question. You ready?
Yep.
We have time. Ready? Six answers for this question. The first answer is somebody by the name of Rabbeinu Peter, who is in the, is one of the Bali Tosfos. We had him already. He's in the Mordechai there. He says as follows. The whole din of the Kiddashto is if a Kohen isn't Mochel. But a Kohen can be Mochel. He has a right to be Mochel. Explains the Magen Avraham actually in Hilchas Duchening, because since the Kohen, he's a Baal over the Kedusha, he has the right to be Mochelet. Therefore he can be Mochelet. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, wait a minute. What? I don't know if why would it make a difference. Why would it make a difference? But the Milchus Chinuch asks, that only makes sense if he sells himself. Because he is Mochel on his covet by selling himself. But if he steals and beds and sells him, he's certainly not Mochel on his covet. So the Milchus Chinuch answers, no, because he's a Baal Aveira now. Now he stole. Such a Baal Aveira, he doesn't have covet. Well, he's about covet. Who said that he didn't have Aveira? David, you said that. Didn't have Aveira. I don't have covet for such a guy. That's one answer. The Smag says, if a Kohen is getting paid, which is basically what's happening here, then there's no din of Kedusha. It's getting paid. So that brings up another Shaila. So can a Kohen work in a gas station and do these demeaning jobs? It's getting paid. That might be an issue. That might be, according to the Smag, that might be okay. The Mice is getting paid, right? The Hagos Myron says, very difficult answer. He says, the only reason a Kohen can't be in Eved Ivri is because there's a problem of mum. The only reason because of mum of Nirtza. But we rejected that. We said it's a machlokes.
They have 6 years, he has no Nirtza.
What?
Right.
So that's a very difficult answer. The Mishnah Melech says that if a Kohen has no Yichus, there's no issue of a Kiddashto. So we're talking about a Kohen, he has no Yichus. Okay? Then the Mishnah Melech gives a second answer. It says if a Kohen is an Amo Aretz, there's also no issue of a Kiddashto. So we're talking about a Kohen who's an Amo Aretz. And the Makta gives your answer, Rabbi Shriver, that the only din of Kedusha is when a Kohen is between a Kohen and a Yisrael. But from a Kohen and another Kohen, there is no din of Kiddashto. The Machta Sashekel in Hilchas Duchening argues on that. It's not true. There is Kedusha even from a Kohen to a Kohen, and that wouldn't be a reason, but we have other reasons. Okay. So these are the reasons, these are the issues of Kahana.
Doesn't mention Kohen Pasul.
What?
Doesn't mention
Kohen Pasul. Right. Because that might be Pashat. The Kohen Pasul, not really. What do you mean is a Kohen Pasul? Like his parents' mother was
no,
a divorcee?
To a
Grusha, right. So I don't know if he's a Kohen, but out of the din of Kahana, the rules, I don't think so. He's a Chalo. Okay, here we go. Now, B'mai Kamiflagi, I'm sorry. B'mai Kamiflagi, why did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold you could use any tool and the other man, the Amar, said no, only metal? B'mai Kamiflagi, here we go. You ready for this? The Darish, B'mai Kamiflagi, the Rebbe Darish, Klal Prat. Rebbe Darish is Klal Prat Klal. Listen to this. Vilo Kachta is a Klal. Marzeya is a prat. It says in the Torah, Vilo kachta es hamarzeya. How could Vilo kachta be a prat, be a klal? Vilo kachta, take whatever you want. Marzeya, only take a marzeya. Klal prat. Like I said, we lost the art of darshaning klal prat. Shachta said this. We lost the art of darshaning klal prat klal. This is not a klal prat klal to us. A klal prat klal is if you find any object, if you find a shirt, and you find an ox, and you find a money. That's a klal, if you find any objects, and a prat, if you find pratim. That's in the Torah. That we know a klal. There are klal prat klals that we understand. This is not one of them. Vilo kachta is a klal. Hamartzeya is a prat. But in isolation, the word vilo kachta doesn't mean anything. Vilo kachta, take. Take what? Take a martzeya.
Take anything. No, that would be the klal.
Take anything. We're talking about a martzeya, so you have to pierce the guy's ear. So vilo kachta is a klal, meaning what? Take anything. Marteya is a prat. Now, listen to this. Marteya is a prat. So what does it mean? No, only take a marteya. Right? Then we say, ba'ozno ubadeles chazer v'klal. So the Rishonim point out, it can't be ba'ozno, but that for sure doesn't make any sense. What it means is, v'nasata ba'ozno, it says in the pasuk, v'nasata ba'ozno ubadeles.
Huh?
Oh, we're gonna get to that in a minute. But so Vilokach is a klal. Es hamarte is a prat. Vinasata ba'ozno ubadeles is another klal. How could that be? I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, klal prat klal. We have a klal prat klal. Iatadon elke ena prat. So we only can darshan what's in the prat. Ma prat mafur shal mateches. Just like the prat is something that's metal. Af kol darshan shal mateches. So too only metal. Only metal. That's why you can only use metal, he held. Rabbi Yossi darish ribui umiyot. It's a different way of darshaning. Ribui umiyot. What's the difference? You'll see in a minute. Vilakachta is a ribui. Take anything. Ribui, anything you want. Marteya is a miyot. Then, v'ozna ubadeles, chazer v'riba. It's another ribui. Ribui miyot v'riba. Ribui hakol. It's including everything. My Rabbi, Kolmili, including anything under the sun, even if it's wood, even if it's a pen, anything that will cause a hole in the ear. But we have klal prat klal. We exclude one item, only one. I'm sorry. When we have ribui mi and ribui, we exclude one item. So what are we excluding? We included everything. What's there left to exclude? My miut miut sam. We exclude poison. If you make a hole in the ear using some kind of acid, that's not included. That's not included.
This is one of the ways of darshaning.
Yeah. It's an alternative way of darshaning. It's not in the brayso of Rabbi Shmuel. It's not there. Now, Omar Mar. Hamartzeya lohavi martzeya gadol. How do you know that the word martzeya means the big one? You can use any large one. Because my mashma, the akedama rava, hayerech hayimonis. When we say gid hanasha, there are some shitas that gid hanasha is only one side of the animal. Which side? Hayerech. What's hayerech? Shabierech. Hayimin shabierech. The right side. The right side is always more hashiv. Hachrami hamarteya is miyuchad sheber martzeyin. The miyuchad one of the martzeyas, meaning a gigantic one. Amar b'laza yudin b'ribi ha'idarish k'shein rotzin ein rotzin el b'milsa. You can only do it in the bottom part of the ear. V'chacham omer ein evet ivri koi nertzav neshen asab al mum. A koi not because you're going to make him into a mum. V'yasab al mum. It's making him into a mum. It's a big deal. He stole. Make him into a mum. Let him have a mum. So, Amar rabba bar shila amar krov v'shav el mashpachto. He returns back to his family. L'mukhzak sheb mishtachto. He's supposed to return back the way he went out. Mukhzak, right, the same way. Meaning, not with a mum. Ibailahu, Evid Ivri Kohen, and Evid Ivri, who is a Kohen, Mao Shiyimsa Larabo Shifcha Kananis. Can he have a Shifcha Kananis? Can you give a Kohen a Shifcha Kananis? Why not? So the Gemara says, Chirishu. It's a Chirish that you can give any Jew a Shifcha Kananis. Right? Anybody can get a Shifcha. Just because he sold as an Evid Ivri, he has a Shifcha Kananis. It's a Chirish, a Torah that you could do that. Loshna Kahanim, Loshna Israelim. Doesn't make a difference if you're a Kohen. O Dilma, or maybe. Shiny Kahanim may be a different. Ho, Varibu Lahen, Hakas of Mitzvot Yisrael. Kahanim have extra mitzvot, so maybe they would not get a Shifcha Kananis. Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Osir, Tzemachlokes. Only Rav Nachman Rav Hanan, Kevisu Beimar Shmuel. When you buy Shmuel, Baaskidurmi Atulisu, you were playing around with the pegs. That's what you were doing over there in Yeshiva with Shmuel. Didn't you learn the following from Shmuel? My time alo Timrule Meha. Why did you ask from here? The Chacham say, "Ain Eved every Kohen Nirta, and Eved if he who's a Kohen can't be Nirta, b'nei shenasa balmum, because he becomes a balmum." V'im Tomar Ain Rabo Moshe Lo Shivcha Kananis, and if it's true that he can't have a Shivcha Kananis, Tepik Lei Dibeina Ahafti Yisadonius Ishti Vezboni Veleka, it should be, you should have asked, then he can't say that pasuk. And that's not what we say. We say the problem is a balmum. We don't say the problem is a Shivcha. You know what? Veleka su lo midi. You're right. You stumped me. Shmuel's wrong. Ibailhu, another question. Kohen, mahu bi ifas toar? What about ifas toar? Can a Kohen take ifas toar? Assuming a Kohen's going to battle. Let's say he does. So can you take ifas toar? So, chidishu. It's a chidish ifas toar. It's a big chidish. Right? Loshna Kohen, Loshna Yisrael. O Dilma, or maybe. Shiny Kahanim. Kahanim are different. Hal vribe ben mitzvah yiseros. They have extra mitzvah, so maybe they can't take a yifas toar. Rav amar mutter, Ushmul amar osir. Rav said, so again, same machlokes. Now, be a rishona, by the first, to do a be a rishona, with the Yifas Torah, Kuli Amalo Pligi Deshari. Everybody agrees it's mutter. Why? The Lo Dibra Torah El Keneged Yetzahara. Because the Torah only mattered Yifas Torah because of your Yetzahara. Right? What does that mean?
Right?
What do you mean? No, you have to wait a month to marry her. But to be a Rishon, you could do right away in the battlefield. Yeah. What? That's what we're going to say. She's a Giyara, so it's impossible. Ki Pligi went, by the way, Rav Yecheskel Levenstein says, you see from here, this is the only place in the entire Torah where the Torah said, you won't be able to withstand this Nisayon, so I'm going to let you have it. Which means, in every other place in the Torah, you can withstand the Nisayon. It's a tremendous thought. Ki Pligi, when is the Machlokes? Bebi Ashniya, by the second one. Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Asar. Rav Amar Mutter, Hov Ishtri. Since it's Mutter, it's Mutter. This could be an exception to the Ger issue. This could be an exception. For the second time, Rav says even second time. So since it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Ushmuel Amar Asar, Tahavi Le Gioris, because she's a Gioris. For Gioris Lekoin, Lo Chazia. It's impossible. How can a Kohen marry Gioris? What does Rav hold? Since it's Mutter, it's Mutter.
Special case.
Ika Diyamri, others say, Bibi Ashniya, Kuli Amalo, Pligi, Di Isiro. Everybody agrees second time's no good. Everybody agrees second time's no good. Dahavi Le Gioris, because she's a Gioris. Ki Pligi, what's the whole machlokes? To be a Rishona. Rav Amar Mutter, Dahal, Odibertar, El Kenegedi, Tahara. Rav says, first time's Mutter, because the Torah gave you a dispensation. Torah said it's okay. Ushmu Amar, Aser, it's still Aser, even for a Kohen the first time. Why? Because Kol Hecha, the Karina Bey, Vahavesel, Toch Pesecha, Karina Bey, Vereisa, Beshivya. If you could bring her into the house, then you could do it. Since a Kohen can't bring her into the house, because she's a Gioris, Kol Hecha, the Lo Karina Bey, Vahavesel, Toch Pesecha, Lo Karina Bey, Vereisa, Beshivya. Impossible. Now, we have 2 minutes. What is this whole concept of Lodibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara? When do we have such a concept? So the Siach Sarfei Kodesh says, Siach Sarfei Kodesh, I'm not sure if that's the Kotzker or Reb Simcha Bunim, it's one of them. So he says, because the Yetzahara only bothers you to do Averos. It doesn't bother you. If you look at yourself, you don't have taivis to do things that aren't Averos. You don't have a taiva to run to shul most of the time. You have a taiva to do things that are averos, right? So what happened? You have a taiva on the battlefield. You see these foreign women, and you have not home, and all these taivas are swirling around you. But if it's mutter, what kind of taiva do you have? Mutter. I don't marry her. I can marry anybody. That's what the Kotzker says. Once it's mutter, there's no taiva. It's an amazing verse. No, you don't like it? You don't buy it? Why not? So maybe you like the Maria Sad. The Maria Sad said as follows. There are two reasons to marry Yifas Torah. Two reasons. First of all, there's beauty. See a woman, foreign woman, right? That's one reason. Second reason is all these L'shem Shemayim reasons, which is where David HaMelech married Yifas Torah, and Shlomo HaMelech, I saw, married Yifas Torah, and that's why you go down to Mitzrayim and you bring out a Hagar, you go down to Amon, to Moav, and you bring out a Rus, and there are so many gear, there's so much Kedusha in the Umos HaOlam, as our job, or Gedolim's job, to retrieve them. Right? Imagine the world without Rus. Can't even imagine such a world. Imagine the world without Unkelus, without a Shemayin Aftalion. It would be a very, very much darker world. So there's Kedusha down there. Lodibra Torah, Elika Negedi Yitzhara. If that's your reason, why you're going down there and you have the Yifas Torah, that's fine. If it's for the other reason, it's only going to end up in a Ben Sarah or Mora. It's only going to end up in disaster. Right? So it's up to you. The Torah says you can go do it. It all depends on what your reasons are. Okay? You like that one?
Yeah.
Better? Okay.
The first one,
yeah. So you have to work on that. Right.
And we know that
right. 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 Maybe here because we knew you